Hello and welcome to another episode of Full Court Finance here at Zacks. I'm your host, Ben Raines. And today we're taking a look at three top-ranked Zacks tech stocks to consider buying as the market starts off the second quarter at new highs and on a high note. But before we get into everything, I want to say remember to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And make sure to check out our new Zacks.com/promo page for a look into some of our services, portfolios, and more. So before we jump into these three highly ranked Zacks tech stocks, I want to just do a broader market overview to give a sense of where we are as we start Q2 with the S&P 500 hitting new highs. So the first quarter of 2021 was a pretty wild ride with the NASDAQ soaring to new highs in mid-February, only to fall into a correction down 10% from its highs in just under a month. Meanwhile, we saw the Dow and the S&P 500 climb to new records during the stretch as Wall Street rotated into cyclical sectors such as finance, energy, and other economic rebound plays. The market movement reflects the optimism of the possibility of 6% or higher U.S. GDP growth in 2021 and the hope that people will be able to return to something closer to their normal lives starting in the summer as the coronavirus vaccine is rolled out. The injection of trillions of dollars in the U.S. economy and the Fed's easy money policy has also brought about the return of those inflation worries that led to that flurry of bond selling, which then was a part of the tech sell-off as well. With that said, even though the U.S. 10-year Treasury has climbed above pre-pandemic levels at about 1.73% at the moment, it remains well below the 3% levels that it hit in 2018 in ultra low by historical standards. So this likely extends that there is no alternative investing or that TINA investing with these low interest rates. And amid all of this, the earnings picture continues to improve. So all of this could mean that despite some of the recent volatility and worries about inflation, that the market is headed for that bullish outlook for the rest of 2021. And with that said, the first quarter ended on a high note as the NASDAQ had continued to chop around for a bit, but the bulls have bought the dip since March 8th and things have gone up since then. And we also saw the S&P 500 hit new highs on March 31st. And then we saw even more positivity on the first day of April trading with the S&P 500 up about 1.2%, climbing above 4,000 for the first time. We saw the NASDAQ then jump on that first day of April about 1.8%. And those positive trends continued on Monday with all three major U.S. indexes up over 1.1% through mid-morning trading off of Friday's strong job support. But the market was closed on Friday, so this was the first day to react to that. So we saw the benchmark index on track to hit new records on Monday, as well as the Dow. With today's climb, the NASDAQ is also now back within about 3.5% of those mid-February records. So that positivity has continued after tech stocks had seen a bit of a downturn, as we mentioned, with that rotation. But clearly the bulls are back on their case for why 2021 is going to continue to be a strong month. So with this all in mind, we're going to take a look at three highly ranked Zacks stocks from the broader tech space that investors might want to consider buying as tech stocks regain some of that momentum they had lost recently. And we're going to start with Pinterest, which trades under the ticker PINS, so pins. Pinterest is a social media company that's rather unique compared to the likes of Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat. The company enables users to search for products, services, and more to help them do everything from make home-cooked meals to learn how to remodel or redecorate a room in your house. And Pinterest has become a hit with advertisers and small businesses and entrepreneurs and do-it-yourself enthusiasts. So the company aims to be what it calls sort of a visual discovery platform where people can find ideas, as we mentioned, and it's thrived in the online shopping age while offering users the ability to embark on this seemingly endless array of DIY projects. And paid content and ads really do fit relatively seamless into the Pinterest platform, which is really vital in our digital ad-heavy world where people now pay to avoid ads on places like Netflix and have gotten used to just ignoring banner ads on, say, a regular publisher. So with this in mind, Pins beat our fourth quarter estimates in early February, and its global monthly active users climbed 37% to about 460 million, having added over 100 million new users in 2020. And its Q4 sales were up about 75% to help lift its full year 2020 revenue by about 50% to about $1.7 billion. And this came on top of FY 2019's 51% sales growth. So they did 48% in 2020 and 51% in 2019. And looking ahead, our estimates are calling for Pinterest to grow its sales by another 46% in 2021 to about $2.5 billion, and then another 35% in FY 2022. So four straight years of really impressive growth. And then at the bottom end, we're calling for its adjusted earnings to climb about 76% this year, and then another 32% in FY 2022. And its strong earnings revision positivity helps it grab a Zacks rank number two buy at the moment. Pinterest has also soared about 420% in the last year and about 80% in the last 6 months. This helps it blow away its industry and the tech sector in general. That said, Pins did get caught up in the wave of selling alongside the likes of Tesla and Nvidia and other high flyers, but it has surged over 10% in the last week alone, and at around $79 a share, it's still trading at about 10% discount to its records. And then on the valuation front, it's trading at about 20% discount to its own year-long highs at around 18 times forward 12-month sales. So still some room to grow. And Pins is also really positioned to remain a hit with everyone from, say, a home improvement company to fitness companies and really anyone who's looking to advertise to people in that market, from, I said, from home cooked meals to ideas for what to wear or where to go on vacation, anything like that. And it's going to continue to grab more digital advertising dollars as traditional media just becomes honestly a thing of the past at this point, and less people are finding those kind of ideas in magazines and stuff like that. And now digital advertising already accounts for more than 50% of total ad spend in the United States. And we also know that they're improving their video capabilities to be a better hit with users and advertisers. And at the moment, 12 of the 19 broker ratings that Zacks has for Pins are strong buys. So it's certainly worth considering as a longer term play within this social media world, that it's offering a relatively unique offering because it's not trying to connect you with family and friends and find celebrities to follow. It's more based on the possibility of leading to direct sales for these companies. And also, unlike Twitter and Facebook, Pinterest isn't really facing any government scrutiny, and they're not worried about them policing information and all of those things. So Pinterest could be a nice play within the broader social media world where everyone's addicted to their phones, and those digital ad dollars will continue to flow into Pinterest. And now we're going to move on to a much bigger and older company, and that is Adobe, which trades under the ticker ADBE. And as we mentioned, it's a far larger and more established company than Pins, and it provides exposure to a vastly different area of tech. The company's subscription-based software, from Photoshop to InDesign, are staples and really standard bearers within the creative and design worlds, and their offerings are really hard to replicate, and many of their users find their services invaluable in a software as a service or that SaaS world. It's pretty full of nearly identical offerings, and its users include everything from big businesses and schools to individual consumers. So it also runs a gambit of vastly wide audience for those creative software offerings. The company also, which created the PDF and went public in the mid-80s, has expanded its business focus roster into marketing, commerce, and more. And more recently, the company in December completed its acquisition of Workfront, which is the leading work management platform for marketers, and has introduced new creative software offerings for the digital media age, where high-quality content is expected from people when they're on their phones. So you can't get away with these low budget ads or low budget digital aspects of anything anymore. So they're pushing into that world as well. With this in mind, Adobe topped our Q1 FY 2021 estimates on March 23rd, and it provided solid guidance as well at the time. So its revenue climbed over 26% to destroy our top line estimate, posting record sales in Creative Cloud, Document Cloud, and Experience Cloud. Meanwhile, its adjusted earnings climbed by nearly 40% to top our bottom line estimates by 13%. So this strong growth for a company of its size and age really highlights its ability to grow during the toughest environment, and just shows that its subscription model is really impressive in that its offerings are, as I've mentioned, very invaluable to its array of customers. So peeking ahead, Adobe's revenue is projected to jump 20% this year and another 15% in FY 2022. These estimates would extend its streak of roughly 15% or higher revenue growth to 8 straight years, which is really impressive, as I said, for a company that went public in the 1980s. Meanwhile, its adjusted earnings are expected to climb by 17% this year and then another 16% in 2022. Plus, its bottom line revisions continue to improve since it reported its results, and this positivity helps it grab a Zacks Rank number 2 buy alongside A grade for growth, or an A grade for momentum in our style score system. And then on top of that, 12 of the 15 brokerage recommendations that Zacks has for Adobe come in at strong buys. And despite its recent strength and its growth outlook, the stock is up just about 3% in the last 6 months to lag the tech sector's 22% climb. With that said, the stock has jumped back recently. It's up 17%. Since it fell into oversold territory in terms of RSI on March 3rd when the NASDAQ reached a correction as well. So at $491 a share, as of Monday morning, it's still trading at a roughly 7% discount to its records. Adobe's also trading at a 10% discount to its own year-long median at about 14 times forward sales. And if we look over a longer stretch, just to give people a sense, if you're not as familiar with Adobe, the stock over the last 5 years has outclimbed Apple, Facebook, Netflix, Google, and many other huge titans of the tech world. And as we mentioned, they're about to do, if based on our estimates, 8 straight years of 15% or higher sales growth, which is really impressive. And it shows that stability of their subscription-based cloud software offerings that go all over from marketing to creative design software. And we're going to now close out with a massive company that is the second largest publicly traded company, and that is Microsoft, which trades under the ticker MSFT. It's the world's second largest company, as we mentioned, with a market cap of about $1.9 trillion behind only Apple. And as we touched on a little bit with Pinterest, the historic tech firm is not currently facing any government scrutiny, which does stand in contrast to the likes of Facebook and Amazon and Google and some of the other big tech players. So Microsoft already had its day in antitrust court about 20 years ago, and hopefully they won't run into any more of those issues going forward. More importantly, though, the company has never been more diversified in terms of its business offerings, and it remains invaluable to businesses and consumers around the world. And a lot of this growth has come recently from their cloud computing boom, and it's likely to continue to drive growth for years. In fact, cloud has now been woven into nearly all of its business segments, from its office unit to its remote work products to its Xbox heavy gaming division. And a quote from their CEO last quarter kind of helps show off what they think is going to be the future. So it was, quote, "What we have witnessed over the past year is the dawn of the second wave of digital transformation, and Microsoft is powering this shift with the world's largest and most comprehensive cloud platform." So they see their growth coming from this massive shift to everything cloud, and they're going to be at the forefront of that in their growth, in their sales growth outlook. It helps showcase just how important that is. So last quarter, its sales jumped 17% to nearly double our Zacks estimate, and all three of its core units climbed by over 13%. The company's commercial cloud revenue surged a whopping 34% to about $17 billion to account for around 40% of total sales. Looking ahead, its full year 2021 revenue is projected to climb over 14% to $164 billion, with FY 2022 set to climb another nearly 11% higher. Investors should note these estimates come on top of 3 straight years of between 13 to 15% revenue growth. So sort of like Adobe, Microsoft's prepared to go on a streak of what would be 5 straight years of between about 11% to 15% revenue growth, which for a company as big and as old as Microsoft is rather impressive. With that said, analysts have also raised their bottom line outlooks after its strong second quarter of FY 2021 report to help it capture Zacks rank number two buy at the moment. The company has also consistently beat our earnings per share estimates. This includes a 50% average beat in the trailing four quarters, and its adjusted earnings are projected to climb about 27% this year and another 10% in 2022. And its stock has soared to new highs recently. It's up about 7% since March 30th alone, and it touched a new high as of Monday morning of $249 a share. And its dividend of about 0.9% comes in above Apple's 0.6%, and it still has that strong balance sheet. The company finished last quarter with $132 billion in cash equivalents. This should help it keep making strategic acquisitions, raising its dividend, repurchasing its stock, which is all great news for potential investors. And we should note that 20 of the 22 brokerage recommendations Zacks has for Microsoft come in at strong buys, with the other two at buys. So most people don't need to hear that Microsoft is a good long-term investment, but as we mentioned, it is more diversified than ever, and that cloud business is going to continue to boom, and it creates the stability where people have to continue to pay for it again and again. It's not these upfront one-time purchases, which is good for both Microsoft and Adobe. So these are three worthwhile tech stocks to consider buying as the market gets off to a hot start in the second quarter, and likely, hopefully, will continue the bullish investing for the rest of 2021 and beyond. But that does it for another episode of Full Court Finance. Until next time, I'm your host, Ben Raines. And remember, if you have any questions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com.
This material is being provided for informational purposes only, and nothing herein constitutes investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. Do not act or rely upon the information and advice given in this podcast without seeking the services of competent and professional legal, tax, or accounting counsel. Publication and distribution of this podcast is not intended to create, and the information contained herein does not constitute, an attorney-client relationship. No recommendation or advice is being given as to whether any investment or strategy is suitable for a particular investor. It should not be assumed that any investments in securities, companies, sectors, or markets identified and described were or will be profitable. All information is current as of the date herein and is subject to change without notice. Any views or opinions expressed may not reflect those of Zacks Investment Research as a whole.